This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and welcome to a Ruel Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College, today featuring two local musicians, pianist Melody Strauff with cellist Iman Chaushasturi. We'll hear everything from Schumann to Piazzolla, but first, here's the Ritual Fire Dance by Manuel de Falla. And here's Melody Strauff to tell us the story behind the dance.
Thank you for joining us today. The first piece we'd like to do is a movement of the ballet El Amor Brujo, The Bewitched Love, written by a Spanish composer, Manuel de Falla, in 1915. In the ballet, a young Andalusian gypsy girl called Candela is haunted by the ghost of her dead husband. So ghost, there's the first ghost. To get rid of him, all the gypsies make a big fire. They make a circle around the fire and at midnight. And Candela then performs the ritual fire dance. This causes the ghost to appear, and they dance. Then they whirl faster and faster, and the ghost is drawn into the fire, making it vanish forever.
Thank you.
for choral compositions, but he put on Facebook this video of his favorite instrumental piece, and that's what you're going to hear next. And I read somewhere that this one is from a visit he went to Madison, Wisconsin. Remember the snowy kind of stuff. So enjoy Madison.
Off. Melody's going to let me talk, which is really dangerous. The next piece we're going to play is a piece by Robert Schumann, Fantasy Pieces, or Fantasy Stücke. Were written in February of 1849. This is a really productive period for Schumann. If you don't know any history about Schumann, he was actually, today what we would know is like schizophrenic bipolar. There's a term for it back in the day, but it's not appropriate for public, and I won't repeat it. So this was during a period where he actually was having, he was really productive. He wrote the horn piece Adagio and Allegro, some other pieces for cello. And he actually wrote a lot of for cello during this period. He was actually really fond of the cello. It was something he played in his childhood, and eventually wanted to sort of pick back up again after his piano career sort of went south. But these are really great three pieces. The first one, if you're German, isn't as rusty like mine, is sort of translated as sweet and with expression, and then we go to a light and a lively, and then the third movement is quickly and with fire. And they're all super vividly expressed. Schumann was really a lover of song, so these sort of have a very vocal quality, and I hope you like it, and thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next piece we're going to play is a piece by Gabriel Fauré, who's a French composer. This is a transcription of one of his songs, A Personal Rêve, After a Dream. And the song is basically about, it's a dream of a lover's twilight rendezvous, where the dreamer, now awake, longs to return to the mysterious night, return to the dream from where he and his lover were having their escapades. It's a lot about loving and dreams. Which fits into our unintentional dream recital. This is a beautiful piece, and yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
To go on with life and forget about his ideas of revenge. So listen for the cool ghost sounds from the cello at the very end. Street tango is an energetic tango that's just really fun to play. We're joined by our friends here. We just had a concert on the 9th, and we belong to a group called Vivant. And we officially have two doctors and a bachelor. Dr. Judy Johnson received her doctorate in flute performance from the UOKC Conservatory of Music, and Dr. Karen Freemar received her doctorate in composition after being a world champion, let's say that again, world champion accordion player. We also have Jan Silverberg, who received his Bachelor of Music in trombone, but is not playing the trombone today. Today he's playing percussion, and he really is a bachelor, if anyone knows.
Thank you.
Dr. Freemar is our arranger. So she's put together all of these arrangements. So one more time.
The next piece we're going to play is a piece by Antonín Dvořák. He's a Czech composer. This is an arrangement for cello and piano that was originally from a suite called From the Bohemian Forest. And it's originally for four hands, so two people, one piano. And this piece has really super descript. It's supposed to be sort of like character pieces. This particular one, Waldesruh, which in German means silent woods. I actually learned that the Czech word is klid. I can't say it right. Forgive me if you're Czech. but it actually that word means quiet and silence. So this is all supposed to sort of be representative of the Sumava forest, which is a sort of mountain and forest range in current Czechoslovakia. Yeah, hopefully you hear the silent wistfulness of the woods. Woods, mountains, take a nap. For me. Just kidding.
Thank you.
$20,000 to record his Requiem. If you donated a little bit of money, you got a CD, like me. And if you donated a lot of money, you got a piece written for you, like my friend Belva. And if you have a really swell friend, like my friend Belva, she says to Mark, oh, just write it for Melody. So he and I went to lunch and had we talked about the possibilities. I because I was playing with Iman, I said, let's maybe do a cello and piano piece. He said, that's a great idea. I love cello. And he's written a Christmas thing that's great for cello and piano. So this is what we got. So since this is our last piece, I just want to say thank you to Doreen for inviting us, and thank you to all of my friends who joined me, because I wanted to do it by myself. I like playing with friends. And thank you to you for being such a great audience. So here is our last piece, Rhapsody, by Mark Hayes.
Thank you.
That was Rhapsody by Mark Hayes, music for cello and piano. Wrapping up today's Rural Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College's Carlson Center for the Performing Arts, we heard cellist Iman Chaushastori, who plays with the Topeka Symphony and the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. He also collaborates with artists like Mannheim Steamroller, the band Disturbed, and with Kansas City poet Jen Harris. Melody Strouth has been an active pianist in the Kansas City area for the last 30 years. Besides her regular post at Prairie Baptist Church, she also plays piano in the eclectic group of UMKC Conservatory of Music alumni called Vivant. Kansas Public Radio recorded this Rural Joyce recital for our series Classics Live. Chuck Smith is the recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our producer. And I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. members of Summerfest 2005 in the KPR Live Performance Studio. That was Mendelssohn's concert piece for clarinet, bassoon, and piano. This is Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio.